that's an overreaction. WikiLeaks is not a terrorist organization, and nobody who does any research or writing or commentary on terrorism would remotely regard WikiLeaks as a terrorist organization. It's like sometimes people regard Animal Liberation because of some of the things they do as a terrorist organization, or Greenpeace, or Sea Shepherd. It's a way of just co-opting a buzzword, but it's quite stupid, really, when you look at it closely.
They've actually expanded taking that action, the foreign terrorist listing, to include people that are supporting accessing and using WikiLeaks. So in Australia, can the whistleblowing provisions be used as defence against that threat?
Would be an interesting legal case, I presume, if somebody said that what was provided in WikiLeaks was of national importance in a democracy, so that responsible and accountable democracy could take place. I don't know how it would play in the courts, but it would be a very interesting defence.
If the United States of America decided to take action under the provisions of foreign terrorist listing and Kevin Rudd decided not to or to support it, what would be the relationship between the US and Australia when that happens?
It won't change. It won't change. It would be a disappointment to the United States. But you must understand this. The United States adds and subtracts names on its terrorist listing according to how useful they can be to United States foreign policy and strategic policy. Australia seldom does anything which annoys the United States, but the relationship is such that Australia will almost certainly follow the United States on really great issues such as going into war with the United States and things like that. That is understood in Washington, D.C., and if the U.S. Found that Australia's was unable or unwilling to pass legislation about WikiLeaks on the internet or something like that, they would live with it.
Academic experts say the practice of whistleblowing is apparently a practice that protects Western democracy. But because whistleblowing laws are too weak, the new era of public accountability is now evolving through the use of the internet and leaking, which Dr. Brian Martin states a safer practice.
There's various whistleblower laws on the books, but they don't really do a good job at all. In fact, some of them are hardly worth the paper they're written on because they give a false impression that whistleblowers are protected. And actually, they're not very well protected. Whistleblowers are people who actually stand up and say who they are and try and expose a problem, and they're often done in. Leakers, we can distinguish them, are ones who hide documents but don't reveal their identity, and it's much safer to leak documents. And I think the combination of better skills at leaking, which WikiLeaks provides information about how to leak safely, better information about that, plus the internet, is opening a new sort of era in terms of exposing information. And you might also say that perhaps there should be competitors to WikiLeaks and setting up a sort of ethical framework for leaking.
Ethical framework. Can you describe that a little bit more? What model are you looking at?
If we think, what's dangerous about leaking documents? And of course, the governments are going to say, oh, there's someone might be exposing someone in Afghanistan to reprisals, that sort of thing. Who's making the decision about exposing the documents? We might say an organization like WikiLeaks, we know it's very secretive because the government would like to shut it down, and this is the trouble. But if that were more open, then it could set up a board and have members of the public who would scrutinize things that are going to go. The moment it's so stigmatized, leaking is so stigmatized by governments that there's very little opportunity to develop a code of ethics for people who are going to leak documents.